You are listening to Core in Focus, Control Risk podcast based on the analysis published on our risk monitoring platform, Core. Core helps our clients monitor relevant threats to their business operations arising from geopolitical, operational, and security risk developments worldwide. The forward-looking analysis contained within Core allows clients to inform their strategies and evaluate how risks might evolve around their assets. Core, the risk monitoring toolkit from Control Risks.
Welcome everyone to episode 3 of Core in Focus. I'm Federico Saleri, and with me from London, Joe Smith, our global issues analyst. On today's episode, we will look at how the terrorism landscape has changed following the death of Islamic State leader and implications for the group's operations. US President Donald Trump on the 27th of October announced the death of the Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in a US Special Forces raid on a safe house in northern Syria. 5 days later, Islamic State confirmed Baghdadi's death and announced his successor using the nom de guerre Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureishi. We have reported the impact to businesses on the Core platform in a series of updates last week. Joe, before we move on to talk about his successor, could you give us a bit of an overview of who Baghdadi was?
So Baghdadi had led Islamic State since announcing the creation of the caliphate and declaring himself as caliph or leader of all Muslims in July 2014. Since then, he'd presided over what became the world's preeminent terrorist organization that controlled large swathes of Iraq and Syria, inspired acts of terrorism and drew pledges of allegiance from thousands of followers across the globe. During that time, he had obviously become one of the most wanted men on the planet. And in announcing his death, Trump himself said that capturing or killing Baghdadi had been the top national security priority of his administration. But reports of his death have obviously emerged before and have always turned out to be incorrect. He was a pretty elusive figure and only actually appeared in one other video in the 5 years or so after declaring himself as caliph, which is testament to his fairly strict security protocol and the general secrecy surrounding his whereabouts.
How significant is his death for the Islamic State?
It certainly is a symbolic blow. There were suspicions that when the group lost its last territorial enclaves in Syria back in March of this year, that this would significantly undermine its ability to inspire acts of terrorism, both in the Middle East and elsewhere around the world. And that proved to be somewhat exaggerated, largely because Baghdadi himself remained a key figure. So when supporters have been pledging allegiance to Islamic State, they were in fact typically pledging allegiance directly to him, and many continued to do so as it went about rebranding itself as a global network rather than a territorially bound proto-state. So for example, the group that carried out the series of coordinated bombings that killed more than 250 people in Sri Lanka in April had pledged allegiance to Baghdadi beforehand and were at the very least inspired by the group's ideology under his leadership. There is therefore potential that his death will undermine the group's appeal to followers and sympathisers who bought into the idea that he was truly a caliph.
As you said, this has been quite a heavy symbolic blow. How do we see this impacting and undermining the group's appeal? And how have the Islamic State spokespeople framed this development to the militants?
I think that after some initial calls for vengeance, IS will basically try and portray his death in much the same way as it has other setbacks in recent times. It's basically been forced to pivot towards portraying the war that it's waging as one of attrition that may be hit by military setbacks, but that will continue regardless. And we'll probably see that messaging being reinforced in the coming weeks with propagandists downplaying Baghdadi's death or downplaying the significance of it in the context of a longer struggle.
And what about his successor, Qureishi? What do we know about him, and do we assess that he will be able to retain the same support amongst the wider movement?
We don't actually know a lot about Qureishi at the moment. The announcement gave few concrete details about him, so there is quite a lot of speculation out there about his background. What the announcement does do is try and depict him as a credible heir to Baghdadi. The fact that this announcement came so quickly suggests that he had been pre-appointed or even hand-picked by Baghdadi himself. His name as well, al-Qureshi, is also fairly important because it implies that Islamic State is positioning him as a descendant from the Prophet Muhammad's Quraysh tribe, which is something that is seen as a prerequisite for a caliph. So the group is obviously trying to highlight his credentials for the role, but I think he's still likely to struggle to achieve the same status as Baghdadi.
Group has lost all of its territories in Iraq and Syria over the past year. How will Baghdadi's death affect the Islamic State operationally in its former strongholds?
Beyond the symbolism that we've already discussed, the operational impact is actually likely to be fairly limited. And that's because Baghdadi's day-to-day role and his oversight of military operations had been significantly reduced over the last few years anyway. This has partly been by necessity rather than design. So as IS lost territory in its former strongholds, power structures had to be decentralized anyway, and that will likely be the same for Qureshi as well. Despite Baghdadi's death and the group's loss of its territory, IS as a whole, though, is still far from defeated in the region. So the US Department of Defense recently estimated that there are still between 14,000 and 18,000 active IS members in Iraq and Syria. And that decentralized structure will allow it to continue carrying out attacks, particularly in northeastern Syria and in northwestern provinces of Iraq.
From a global perspective instead, the events of the past 10 days, I guess the way Trump described Baghdadi's capture and death and the fairly limited counter-propaganda from the Islamic State's network, in a few words, what does this all mean for the Islamic State global franchise?
Well, in the audio message confirming Baghdadi's death, the group's new spokesman warned of vengeance against the US and other countries. And although, as I mentioned before, Baghdadi's death may reduce the organization's appeal for some, but others will likely respond to these calls for revenge. So intelligence agencies around the world are likely to be on high alert in the coming weeks, including in parts of Europe, where IS-inspired terrorism has actually dipped in the last couple of years. I know, for example, that the British intelligence services have stepped up their monitoring of people with suspected connections to IS following Baghdadi's death. And the French Interior Minister as well has called for greater vigilance from the police in that country. As for IS's network of global affiliates, over the longer term, I don't really see Baghdadi's death or the appointment of his successor as having a particularly significant impact. Baghdadi had clearly been trying to depict himself as a leader who was still overseeing the operations at a global level of Islamic State, including in places like Afghanistan, Nigeria, Egypt, the Philippines. In reality, most of these affiliates operate fairly independently from IS central leadership. They don't receive funding, they don't receive fighters, they don't really receive much support at all. And in many cases, they're basically driven by local dynamics and aren't likely to be particularly affected by Baghdadi's death and the appointment of his successor.
Very interesting. Thank you very much, Joe. And thank you all very much for listening. A message for the subscribers. We have launched our core training webinar series. So check your inbox over the next few weeks for the registration module. Thank you all again and have a good week.
For our existing clients, to arrange a meeting with this analyst, please reach out to your online account manager or email core@controlrisks.com. For our wider audience, please also feel free to request a tailored core demonstration in order to find out more about today's topic and how it might impact your business going forwards.